اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are with Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome. And how are you, Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's good. Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Thank you so much. Welcome. I really welcome you all. Inshallah, today, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir will talk about Ayah 92 of Surah Al-Imran on page 62, chapter 4 of the Quran Kareem. Yeah? Juz'ur Rabi'ah. Yes?
Yes.
لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Inshallah, I'll talk about this. Let's everybody first listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم.
Superb. Alhamdulillah. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will never attain piety, okay, بر, until you spend out of what you hold dear, okay, dear to yourself, what you love more. وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and whatever you may spend of anything, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ, Allah indeed knows it. Allah is knowledgeable about it, okay? An important message is there, a very lovely thing Allah Almighty says, that all believers, if you want to attain piety, if you want to attain piety, okay, like a level of, what do we say, dedication, a level of dedication, if you want to attain, so you can't attain this, you will never attain this, except you do these things. What? Whatever you love, things that you love, if you are able to donate them, if you're able to give them as charity, almsgiving, okay? If you do so, it means you just sacrifice it, yes? If you do so, yeah, you again, piety. It means if you have this bravery to do so, okay, for Allah Almighty, you will attain piety. You will attain, okay, that level of dedication, that level of iman you have. Allah Almighty actually tests the Muslims, the believers, that how, how faithful they are. So if you want to test your faith, if you want to test your iman, okay, do it so. Look, for example, Allah Almighty always blesses, yes? He's the blessing. He's the all-sustainer. For example, you received Eidi or a present from your friends. Like, for example, 1,000,000 thumans you received. Yes? So how Allah Almighty tests you? Look, you walk on the street, okay? A poor man comes by, okay? To you and begs and asks you for some money. Allah Almighty gave you what? A million thuman, yes? A million thuman. Like, yeah, a friend of you gave you. So it's basically from Allah Almighty, yes? So you have received a million thuman. First, you should understand that this is from Allah Almighty. You could even do not receive it, yes? But you received it. So now this poor man that comes by and asks you for a 10,000 thuman, you got 1 million, he asks for 10,000 thuman. If you can, yes, fight with your evil desire, that your evil desire says, come on, this money is for you. You don't have to give it to anyone. Keep it for yourself, you'll need it. You need to buy that, you need to buy a pen, you need to buy a notebook, you need to buy data bundle, you need to buy like whatever, chewing gum, you need to buy a biscuit. Look, these are evil desires that tells you, trying to prevent you from donating. Okay, if you fight this and you give at least 10,000 tuman to that poor person, it means you're attaining piety. If you want to be thankful to Allah Almighty, look, Allah Almighty has given you, for example, 10 million thumans. Really, is it really fair that you don't even donate 10,000 of that? Yeah, you say, no, it's mine. When Allah Almighty gave you, He didn't say it's mine. 10 million thumans He gave you, for example. You even don't donate, you don't have this bravery to donate only 10,000, 1,000 thuman. If you don't do so, it means really you are not thankful to Allah Almighty. You will never attain piety. Okay? This ayah, actually there is a story behind the occasion of revelation, is that Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, in her wedding night, okay, a poor lady came by, okay, and asked for help. Lady Zahra donated what? Her wedding dress. She donated her wedding dress. This is actually something, a bride, yes? A lady in her wedding party, doesn't she love to wear that? She yes. loves the most. She is so loving it, yes? But she did what she donated whatever she what she loved. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ حُبَّ You love. If you don't donate things you love from those things, not all of them. مِمَّا, it says مِمَّا, it means a part of something you love the most, okay? We love money. If you are not able to donate some money, you will not attain piety. Yes? You love your food, to eat food, okay? Spicy food. Yeah, yummy food. The poor person comes by and you're eating in the restaurant. If you're not able to buy him, if you don't, you can, you're able to do. If you're not able, it's okay. If you can and if you don't, share your food with him, or at least buy for him something, or at least give him some money to eat something, okay? You will not attain piety. Okay, we should fight our desires, evil desires, inshallah, okay? So guys, if we want to be amongst those who have taqwa, piety, inshallah, we have to be among the charitable persons.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
I want you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, and study more. Now we will mention some important tajweed rules, and inshallah all class will be over. We will ask you to stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. So, لن نون ساكن plus ta. Whenever you find a nun sakin or a tanween, make sure that there is a tajweed rule applied, must be applied.
Yes.
So nun sakin plus ta. Yeah, nun sakin approaches ta here. Ta matches the rest of the letters, yes? We had four groups of the letters. Yarmalun letters, that the rule idgham is applied. And throat letters, that the rule
idhar
is applied. And the letter ba, that the rule
iqlab
is applied. And the rest of the letters, will be for the rule ikhfa, and you have to hide the sound of the noon sakin. A hidden noon sound should be pronounced there, okay? لن تنالوا لن تنالوا البر تنالوا البر. You skip the waw mad, yes, and you skip hamzatul wasl, you skip the alif there as well. لن تنالوا البر. Read it, everybody. لن تنالوا البر.
لن تنالوا البر.
أحسن. حتى تنفقوا. تنفقوا again. Nun ساكن plus فا. فا is again with the letter تا. They are in the same group.
Yeah.
تنفقوا. We hide the sound of noon. تنفقوا مما تحبون. مما. It is actually min ma, nun sakin plus mim. Idgham is applied here. Mim ma. So we, as we see, there are, it's a mushaddad mim, yes?
Yeah.
So it produce a nasal sound for mushaddad mim for two counts. Mim ma, right? Mim ma tuhibbun. When you stop here, stretch the sound for like four counts, three counts. Hassan, Jim says you must stop here or no?
It's jais to stop or continue.
It's optional?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. So, Jim says it is jais. Yeah, it's taken from the word jais. Yeah, it's either you stop here or continue. There's no problem with it. So, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا. تُنْفِقُوا. Nun sakin plus fa. تُنْفِقُوا. Again, the same.
Yeah.
إِخْفَى. Min shay'in, again, we got a nun sakin. How many nun sakin we have here? Nun sakin plus sheen. Sheen again matches the letter fa, ta, fa, seen, yeah? Sa, da, ta, va. So, ikhfa is applied. Min shay'in, but you pronounce it the way, in a way that the reader understands, sheen comes after it. Min shay'in, right? Min shay'in in tanween. After tanween fa. Oh, you know it. The rule?
Ikhfa.
Hide the sound again. Min shay'in fa inna allaha bihi alim. Fa in nun mushaddad. Allah nun. Sorry. Allah, the letter lam is pronounced with Allah sound. Yeah? Heavy sound. There is a fatha before. Bihi. There is a fallen ya, you see. It indicates the yamad.
Yamad, yeah.
He stretched the sound. Alim. If you stop here, you should stretch it as well. Ayn is important to pronounce, okay? So, guys, in this ayah, the most important rules and majority of the rules were with the noon.
Yes.
Yeah. Lan tanalu noon again. Tunfiqu noon. Yes, minma, again nun. Tunfiqu again nun. Min shay'in again nun. Shay'in tanween, which is actually nun sound. Fa'in again nun. Yes? So most of the rules were about the nun sakin and the tanween. So Allah bless you, inshallah. We mentioned now, I will read it with tajweed rules. Listen carefully and repeat after me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون
لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون
وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ
وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسن دم ما شاء الله الله بليس إن شاء الله. That's it from us for today, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Tomorrow, the same time, we'll be here again with the next Quranic sessions, talking about the verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. Hassan Hussein Al Nasir, a bunch of thanks to you for being with us today. Anything to say?
No, sir.
Allah bless you. See you with the next Quranic sessions. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان